I wanted to give Bill the opportunity because I know God's called him to minister, and sometimes people just need to open up the doors for others to let others preach. And with that in mind, I want to invite you up front here, brother, and let's greet here with a hearty welcome this morning, Brother Bill Whiting.
I first want to thank Pastor Paul for the opportunity. It's been a long doormat for me, but you know the Bible says that we're to be ready in season and out of season, and I'm ready at any time that the Lord, well, I share the gospel every day, but any time that the Lord should, you know, ask me to preach somewhere, I'm always ready for that. And it's so amazing how God is. Not a person in this church, not Pastor Paul, not the ones who put the songs up, not anyone knew what I was going to preach on this morning. But you know, the Lord did. And it's so amazing, the songs that we sung this morning about worship. And that's why we come here. We come here to worship a holy and true God, a living God. Not a dead God, a God that died on the cross, arose in 3 days, and he lives. You know, I love him, and I praise his name. You know, let's just start this morning with a prayer to God. Prepare our hearts for the message of the word this morning. Let's bow our heads. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we do come to you this morning, Father. We humble ourselves to you, for you are such a gracious God. You're a loving God, a caring God, a Father that gave all so that we might have that free gift that you offer. And oh, gracious God, as we look at your word this morning, I pray, Father, that I decrease and you increase. And, oh, gracious God, as we humble ourselves to you, may we realize that we can do nothing without you and that you deserve our praise and our glory, your glory, that you are worthy because you were the slain lamb. You took our place on the cross. You died for each and every one of us. So, gracious Father, as we come to your word this morning, may we hear what you laid upon my heart to share. May we realize that you are a holy God and that you deserve all our praise. And we thank you, Lord, for your son Jesus. We thank you for the stripes that he bore. And we pray all this in your precious and your glorious son, name Jesus. Amen. Amen. I'd struggled this week. I told Pastor Paul the other day, I said, I changed the sermon 3 to 4 times this week. And every time, you know, it was what I wanted to preach. My original thing was, I even told Danny, I said, when Pastor Paul asked me to preach a couple of weeks ago, I told Danny, I said, yeah, I'm gonna preach on a model church out of the book of Acts. See, that's what I wanted to preach. That's not what the Lord wanted me to preach. And it's evidence from the songs that we sung this morning and what Pastor Paul just spoke about when he was up there, how they worshiped in the temple and they glorified Jesus Christ. So this morning I ask you, are you happy to be here?
Yes.
Now I'm going to ask you again. Are you happy to be here?
Yes.
Amen. See, we're here to glorify, to lift up, to praise a holy God. It's not about you folks, not about me. It's not about the music. It's not about anything else. It's about Jesus Christ. He's the one that got upon the cross. He's the one that took everything so that we wouldn't have to get up on the cross. And we praise him. So as I said, I struggled. I said, okay, Lord, It's not a model church. How about we, talk about the seven things that Christ said on the cross? The Lord says, no, that's not what I want. I said, well, okay. How about this one, Lord? This one going to work? Well, it's already Wednesday, and I don't have a sermon yet. Because the Lord hadn't let it there. But you know, when you go to sleep and you meditate and you think on, things would just come in your mind. And I like the other day, I told my mother, I said, oh, wait a minute, Mama, I got to go write this down, because if I don't, I forget. You know, when God leaves something on your heart to share. And I went and wrote it down. You know, wrote down this, wrote down that, and that's when everything came together. And you know what? The Lord says, I want you to remind my people. He said, because we need to be reminded. I have to. You have to. We all have to be reminded. Even though we're a Christian, we have to still be reminded. And the Lord says, remind my people. So this morning, we're going to look in the book of Psalms. We're going to be in chapter 100 this morning. It's a call to praise. It's let's praise the Lord. I mean, hallelujah. That's why we're here. We're here to praise God. And there is nothing wrong, folks, with you raising your hands and saying, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Think about what he's done for you. He bore the stripes. He was spit upon. He was laughed. He was ridiculed at. He was beaten. He was beaten to where he couldn't even walk. He took more than any mortal man could take. You and I would not survive what Jesus did. He is worthy. He is the worthy Lamb of our praise. And the Bible is clear that we are here, and we should become with a thankful heart this morning. We should be here to praise a holy God, not with a long face. You know, where's the smiles? You should be happy. You're a child of God. Amen. You know, how many in here is saved and a child of God? Raise your hand. Well, praise God. Amen. But you know what? This message is still for you this morning. And the Lord wants us to hear it. So this morning we want to look in the book of Psalms. If you would, open your Bibles. Open to the book of Psalms this morning. Psalms 100. We're going to look at the first five verses of God's Holy Scripture. And I want you to know that the book of Psalms is the hymn book of the Bible. Did you know that? It's the hymn book of... Hey, listen. I tried it. I don't know if any of you here tried it. But have you ever tried to sing some of these psalms? I don't even know if I'm right. But you know what? Jesus says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. No matter how you sing those songs, it's a sweet, sweet sound in his ear. The Psalms has 150 hymns that provide us with a source of prayer and praise and worship. Their sounds of notes of celebration. They allow God's people to speak to him in every mood of life. They were written over many centuries. The Psalms are a treasury of devotion, both personal and national. They were written to read. They were written to recite and sung in the worship of God. The Psalms, they provide a way for the human creature to meet and converse with the Creator, either in private devotion or in public devotion. The 150 Psalms calls us to pray, to praise, to confess, and to testify. It's the prayer path to God. It's open at all times for all people in all situations. So if you would, please stand for the reading of God's word. Psalms 100, starting with verse 1. And I want you to look at the words and think about why we are here this morning. Verse 1 says, "Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is good. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations." Yeah, thank you. You may be seated. See, here in the Psalms, David shares with us that a thankful heart is at the heart of a worshiper. A thankful heart is at the heart of a worshiper. See, we cannot help but thank God for who he is and what he has done. You should come to church with a thanksgiving in your heart, saying, "Thank you, Jesus, for what I have. Thank you, Jesus, for my job. Thank you, Jesus, for my church. Thank you, Jesus, for the people you put in my life. Thank you, Jesus, for my salvation. Thank you, Jesus, for being my Father and my Savior." We have so much to be thankful for. And David shares that here. Come to church with a thankful heart. Look, I've been in many churches, and I'm sure many of you here have been, where there's no smiles on the face. There's the long face. Why such a long face? You have Jesus Christ, your Lord and your Savior, the one who walks in front of you every step of the way, the one who never leaves you or forsakes you, the one who gave his life for you. That should make you happy. That should make you joyful, you know, of the Lord. You know, isn't it interesting, folks, that we're willing to wait hours? Anyone, in general, they're willing to stand in line to catch a glimpse of some earthly celebrity, or they stand in line to go see a football team, but yet they think nothing of running into the presence of God. Oh my goodness. I love to be in the presence of God. I want to walk with God. I want to be with God. I want to know God more. You learn, you know, the more that you're in the Word of God, the more that you learn. The more that you see God. And it should be evidence in your life that God is walking with you. People should see that God is walking with you. If you're a Christian here this morning, you are a changed person. God changed your life. Now it is no longer about you. It is about the Savior, your Father. Pastor Paul makes a statement many times. You're a servant. You're a slave. But you're a slave to righteousness. You're a slave to God. And we should be happy. We're just here in a dwelling place. We're not here for long. It may seem long. But we're not going to be here long. And one day the good Lord is going to call us home. He's prepared a place for us. That should make us happy. He says, "Lo, I've gone to prepare a place for you." And he says that he's going to come back again. And that should be joy in your heart, that Christ is coming back again. And that one day, we're going to stand in front of God. What a day that will be. When Jesus, I shall see. You know, I love the Lord. Praise his holy name. He is holy. So how are we to praise? David gives us the simple truths of how we praise. We're to praise with a joyful noise, a shout. We're to sing. We're to preach and we're to pray. Why do we praise God? We praise Him because of who He is. The Lord, the Master, our Creator, our Shepherd, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. He is good. He is merciful. We praise Him continuously. See, our mouth should praise God continuously. Folks, it's not just coming here on Sunday morning and praising God. It's every single day that we praise God. And you know, I'm guilty. I know when I first became a Christian, I was a baby. I had to learn. My prayers and my things, you know, I'm asking God, hey, God, what can you do for me today? See, and that's, I had to learn and realize that's not what it's about. Not about Bill. It's about Jesus. Then I had to ask God, give me the wisdom. Let me see, Father, your word as I need to see it. And as a period of time goes by, I finally learn, you know, not about you, Bill, it's about Jesus. So what do? You ask God, what can I do for you today, Lord?
Praise God.
Who can I share the gospel with today? Who can I speak to today? Place them in my path, Lord. Now, you may not know when that person is crossed in your path. But it's your duty as a Christian. It's a command that you share the gospel with the lost. Listen, Jesus was not ashamed of you. Don't be ashamed of Him. Don't be ashamed of what your neighbor will say. Don't be ashamed of what your friends will say. I've lost friends because I became a Christian. I wasn't the same man. I wasn't the man that went out drinking and went out cussing and went out and did all the things of the world. They no longer wanted part of me. That's okay, because what a friend I have in Jesus. It's better. He's my Father. And I love Him. First one says we're to shout with joy. To the Lord, all the earth. That means everyone on the earth. Shout with joy. Thank you, Jesus. We should not be ashamed. God is so good. God is so faithful. God is so truthful. And as a Christian, you give thanks because He is good and He's good to you. Sure. The Bible never says that it's going to be a bed of roses because we're Christians. No, the Bible says the opposite. Jesus said we'll suffer because of His name. But you know what? We don't build our treasures on earth. We build our treasures in heaven. That's what God wants us to do. It's not about our works. We're to praise a holy God. A living God that's looking down upon us now. There's not anything that we can do, not a place that we can go that we can hide from Him. He sees us. He knows us. Look, He made you. He knew how many hairs you're going to have on your head. Of course, you gave me none, but, you know, He knows everything about you. He knew how tall you would be, how long you're going to live. It's all in His design, His perfect design. And we don't know the answer. All I know is, as far as I'm concerned, that the Lord used my father's death for me to see that I needed Jesus. Jesus uses us as His vessels. We are to be the ones that share the gospel. We're to bear the fruit. You know what? The harvest out there is wide. The harvest out there is wide. And there are still people, and I know Bill knows that there are still people around this world that still have not heard the name of Jesus. But yet, the Bible says that everyone will hear the name of Jesus. So don't be ashamed of God. Share the gospel. Talk to people. That's all God asks you to do. It's not you that saves them. It's Christ that saves them. It's just your duty to share. And I love this verse in the Bible. As I said, we shout with joy, but it says that he will never leave you or forsake you. What a promise.
Hallelujah.
Never leaves me. We leave him, but he'll never leave us, and he'll never forsake us. So you should shout with joy. Worship God with a cheerful spirit, with gratitude for his mercy and his grace. Do you know, I'm going to ask you this. Do you know that you become like what you worship? Think about that for a minute. You become like what you worship. So you say to me, you say, well, Pastor, what do you mean? Well, I'm glad you asked me. Because I'm going to tell you what I mean. It's like this. If you worship superficial things, guess what? Your life's going to become superficial. If you worship perverted things, guess what? Your life's going to become perverted. If you worship evil things, I know you know, but guess what? Your life's going to become evil. If you worship money, guess where your worship's going to be? In the money. If you worship cars and houses, guess where your worship's going to be? In the cars and the houses. But who gave you all that? Think about it. You didn't earn it. God gave it to you. But I want you to think about this for a moment. If you worship God, and I know you know it, you become more holy.
Amen.
You worship a holy God.
Amen.
If you worship God with a heart of praise, a cheerful spirit, every day, it's not just on Sunday, it's every day. Get up every morning when he gives you that breath of life and say, thank you, Jesus. You've given me another day. Now, what can I do for you? You rejoice every day because he is good. That your mind is set on him. It's not set on other things of the world. Your mind is set on him. You become more holy. You become more like Jesus. You have the desire to get into his word and to read. I'm astonished by Moses. I love Moses. He's so cool. But the thing I like about Moses is that he wanted to know this Jesus, and he wanted to know Jesus more. Now, I know I'm not going to be like Moses, and I'm not going to walk up the hill and... But you know what? We're all holy ground right now. Just like Moses. We're all holy ground. We may not see the burning bush as Moses did. Oh, but we see the burning bush. We see Jesus each and every day. I want to be more like Moses. I want to know more about this man, Jesus. That should be your desire, to know more. Less of yourself and more of Jesus in your life. James chapter 4, verse 14 said this. It says, all the more reason then to dedicate each day to what? To rejoicing in the Lord. Ooh, hallelujah. Amen. I love rejoice. Say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We rejoice. And as we look further in our scriptures this morning, verse 1 through 3, we notice that because God exists, He deserves our praise. The God who is in control, total control, is also a loving God. Folks, you cannot have a better friend than Jesus. You show me a friend on earth that says, "Oh, I'll never leave you, Bill. I'll never forsake you. I'll be your friend always." It won't happen.
Have I told you about Boaters Exchange? Boaters Exchange is a family-owned boat store in Rockledge on US 1, right next to Rockledge Gardens. From Melbourne to Titusville, from Merritt Island to the beaches, Boaters Exchange serves the local community with boating supplies, boats, and world-class service as well. Boaters Exchange is a proud corporate sponsor and underwriter of the radio ministries of WMIE. They are available at 638-0090. Boaters Exchange was recently named one of the top 100 boat dealers in North America, and they are the only 5-star dealer in Brevard. Once again, Boaters Exchange at 638-0090, 321-638-0090.
This is love. This is love.